urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate Free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-842-0748. That's 1-800-842-0748. Call 1-800-842-0748.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
When building a deck, you have a choice. Redwood decks are one of a kind. Plastic decks are one of a mold. Redwood decks are naturally beautiful. Plastic decks are unnaturally not beautiful. Redwood decks are terrific for grilling burgers. Plastic decks are terrific for grilling your feet. Compare for yourself. Real strong redwood.
Visit GetRedwood.com.
Take your shot at $1 million or other cash and prizes during the Million Dollar Deal every Friday in February from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
Hey, it's almost spring. It's time to get ready to sell. Hi, Terry Hall here. Thinking of selling? It's time to figure out, how do you get the most for your home? What's it worth? What's the neighborhood selling for? How long will it take and how much will it cost you? Call me, Terry Hall, and take advantage of all my experience. 314-220-0524. Make the call and get all the answers you need to sell your home. I'm Terry Hall, and my number is 314-220-0524.
For a first or second opinion on all your financial needs, please call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Good afternoon. It is 5:15. I'm Bill Cleveland in for Frank Opinion. It's great to be with you folks today. Paul, I guess, did the morning show.
He did.
So I'm the last person on the bench. It's always good to be here with you.
Don't you usually play right field when no one hits the ball?
Oh, very demeaning. When I played softball, I played left center because I like to run for the ball when I play the outfield.
Oh, because you're
fast. Yeah, I'm fast. And then, occasionally I'd catch it. But the peon used to play softball with me. It wasn't that horrible.
No, not that horrible.
Yeah.
Not that horrible.
That's how I just... Ian wasn't horrible either. He'd give 110%, and I know I hate when people say that, but I'm saying it now. He'd give 110%, and he'd be diving all over the place, and he did not like to.
No.
He was very, you know.
I only know how to play sports one way.
I don't think I've seen Peon play a couple of times when we got to play down at Busch Stadium.
Sure,
but after his games. He would come in and he'd go, oh, man, I got this big strawberry, or I got this, or I got that. There was always something because he goes all out and goes
I don't
goes
know how
crazy.
To play any other way.
Yeah. He runs into fences and runs into walls and light poles
Nailed
and everything
my knee
else.
One time,
And he gets real mad, too, when, like, something doesn't go right. It's kind of funny, too. I could care less one way or the other, but he gets real into it. It's kind of
fun. Yes, we had a couple rough games on Bill's team.
Well, I think all of them were rough.
Yes.
We won.
0 for 1 year, didn't we?
Yeah, I don't think we won one game the entire year, one of those years. And then
that's a gold.
I think the following year, like, maybe two. We won. And I think one of those is because the other team just didn't show up. So I don't know that we claim credit for both. But it was fun. You know, there are a lot of people that play softball, recreation softball, who think that they're playing in the major leagues. And, you know, I guess a little part-time job. I worked for the Kirkwood Community Center. And we would experience folks who would come in. that, and maybe I shouldn't say all this, but they would come in and they would, you know, they would wonder why we weren't keeping statistics of, you know, who was hitting home runs over the, it's like, who cares? You're playing, it's just get some fresh air on a Wednesday,
it's a beer league softball.
On a Tuesday night, just, you know, chill.
Yes.
But yeah, there are a lot of people like that. I used to play hockey with a guy that would keep stats on all of his goals and assists and everything. It's like, you know what? This is more or less just pick up hockey and, yeah. And it's
just have
like
some
free
fun.
For all. We're out here to not kill each other mm-hmm. and we all have jobs.
Yeah.
Hey, normally we do the Harris Challenge, right?
I've heard about that.
And the Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are one of the, very best bands around St. Louis.
I've heard of them too.
Yes. Yes. They play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill over there in Fenton, right there at Bowles and 44. You can't miss it. That's always a good time. They start at 8 o'clock, go 8 till midnight. And
do they play in that big room that they have there? It's like a big multi-purpose room. Is that where they play?
No. It's a bar area. And
oh,
stuff.
Okay.
Nice day.
I hosted a trivia night there once, and it was a. They have this gigantic area. It's huge, and it happened to be full, I think, the Lindbergh School District, and anyway, I was curious.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, no, it's not that, but there is a bar, there is a Stratford Bar and Grill right there, too, and I think it's right next door.
Okay.
So you can go in there, and they've got food in there and stuff, good food and stuff. Also, Silver Creek Saloon, every Thursday night, they're there in Belleville, and they have some great food, too. So you can catch the Well Hungarians either one of those two places, Wednesday at Stratford or Thursday at Silver Creek.
Okay.
And then later on, I'll let you know where you can find them this weekend.
That's a tease. That's coming up.
Tonight just, and tomorrow night.
Just a few moments. This weekend, as we mentioned last hour, and I'm sure you've seen a ad on television or whatever about the Academy Awards, the Oscars are on the way. I thought this was sort of interesting. They have, I guess there's an artist, it's always an artist, put together this statue. You know, they have the big Oscar statue that they have out in front, you know, the man with the gigantic Oscar. And I used to know why it was called Oscar, why they call it, but I can't remember.
Oscar Madison from The Odd Couple?
Could be.
I highly doubt it. Remind me to talk about The Odd. I watched that last night, by the way.
Oh, you
awful.
Did?
I was too lazy to change the channel, and I regret it. But so at the Oscars, they have that giant statue. Well, somebody put out a statue. I guess it's near where the Kodak Theater. I don't think they call it the Kodak Theater anymore since Kodak went out of business. But it's a life-size Oscar statuette, and the Oscar statue now is bent over. He's on his knees, and he's snorting cocaine.
Oh.
That's the statue.
Oh,
wow. That's the statue.
I saw that picture. Yeah, it's...
And he did one last year. See, it's an 8-foot Oscar statue. Oh, so last year's was an 8-foot Oscar statue, and he had a needle in his arm last year on
Good
Hollywood
grief.
Boulevard.
Yeah, it said
trying to draw attention to the
Philip Seymour Hoffman that just died, and
trying to draw attention to the drug addiction problem that they call Hollywood's hidden problem. Say it affects hundreds of people in the showbiz industry every year, and largely ignored until somebody is on sort of the A-list, dies of a drug overdose or whatever. So, I don't know if you know they remove that. I don't know how. I can't imagine they just let it sit out there for you know.
Oh, man,
welcome to the Oscars. Here's a guy snorting coke on the sidewalk. I'll quickly mention The Odd Couple because I did watch this last night, and that Matthew Perry is, and I know people liked him on Friends. And I don't know if it's one of these deals where a guy is typecast. Like, for example, let's say Norm Peterson from Cheers could not do anything after he was Norm Peterson
George
from
Wendt,
Cheers.
Yeah.
Because that's all you see when you... And so same deal, I think, applies to this Matthew Perry, who was Chandler Bing, right, on the Friends show.
That's right.
And so he... And he but it was just... It was horrible acting. I give this thing, like 7 episodes, and it's gone. There's no way this thing lasts. It was awful.
Who else is in it with him?
Thomas Lennon.
Now, is he the guy from News Radio? One of the guys
no.
from the guy who was the program director at News Radio.
That's Dave
I
Foley.
Loved, okay, Dave Foley. And I loved that show with Phil when Phil Hartman was on it.
Oh, absolutely. News Radio's
yes.
top, one of my top five shows.
Great
of all time.
Show.
Thomas Lennon was on Reno 911.
Does he play the opposite of...
Yes.
Okay. He plays the Oscar character.
Yes.
Right. which was a little, it was a little frightening because I saw a lot of myself in the Oscar character.
Oh, like, yeah?
Cleaning things and making sure things were organized.
Not
and,
you.
Yeah, I thought.
Oh, no, wait. I thought Oscar was the dirty one. And Felix was the...
So Felix is the one?
Felix is the neat
freak. How bad the show is. I couldn't tell what character was which. But yeah, that was a little frightening. And then on, I guess it was, Entertainment Tonight or something I was watching. I mentioned that I watched also, and again, I regret this now, the 2.5 Men finale last night. Which was not horrible, but it was good to see that off the air. They were talking about a new show, a new reality show, and sort of just when you think everyone has sort of sunk as low as we could possibly go, there's a new one about to begin, and it's based off of a show that is from Britain. We steal a lot of shows from Britain, like The Office and things like that, but it's called Sex Box. Have you heard of this?
I have, yes.
A reality show where people have sex in a box on television. So you look at the set, and it is a giant box, and then you have, some chairs, like a little interview set where, maybe like 6 chairs out there, and then like some therapists and things like that. And then they send a couple into the...
You kind of listen in. Into the box. You don't get to see anything.
And they're having sex in the box, and then while they are in there going at it, there'll be some, I guess, discussion, maybe some predictions.
Maybe what is happening.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I think I need a bigger box.
I think after they come out, they're supposed to talk about what happened, and then they discuss everything that they did inside the box.
Everybody...
I just thought, how do you get away? Is that on? I mean, it can't be on network television. It's got to be on a cable. WE TV. WE TV.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that's the president of WE TV says Sex Box is one of the most unique and compelling show concepts we've ever seen. Our featured couples will get a once in a lifetime experience while our viewers will get the kind of bold breakthrough the clutter programming they increasingly associate with WE TV.
Basically, it's you staring at a box, but listening.
But I
can't. Right?
Yeah.
Are they mic'd? I guess they're mic'd.
It's just weird. I don't know. This will be another one. Well, no. Okay. I'm sorry. Here it is. It's a soundproof box without cameras. So what is the point? You can't hear anything.
Box?
You can't hear anything.
Oh, no.
You can't hear anything and you don't see anything. So I guess you just are supposed to judge by the expressions on their face as they walk out of the box. I don't get it. Kind of strange. Major League Baseball today. I don't know a heck of a lot about sports, but I do know that baseball takes way too long. And I love baseball. I like going to baseball games, watching on TV. That's fine. But they take increasingly way too much time to finish.
And there actually is a time limit for a pitcher.
But I don't think it's enforced.
It's not really enforced, no.
And that may change, and I'm sure they'll talk about that on the sports shows tonight, but... a couple of them that they have now. I guess they're going to put a timer up, which
for a pitcher to throw the ball,
essentially like the shot clock,
right?
In the basketball,
yeah. Which I guess is good. I mean, but how many times have we seen where a guy will just absolutely take forever to throw the ball, and then the batter will step out, and then the pitcher will step back out, and you're like, for God's sakes, hurry up!
Oh yeah.
So they now have some new rules and some new instant replay sort of modifications, which that's another thing that takes entirely too long. Couple of these, they'll be able to now review whether a runner left the base early or properly touched a base on a tag up play. That'll now be reviewable. A manager will retain his challenge after every call that's overturned. Last year, I guess a manager retained his challenge only after the first overturned call. So I don't know. I'm kind of a traditional person. I hate to see too much technology introduced into the game of baseball, but yeah, I think this would be a good thing to keep it sort of moving along. I'm working on a new project, and it involves a lot of mixing some trivia and mixing travel, which is a lot of fun for me to work on. And basically, they're like these 60-second, I don't know if you call it a vignette or whatever. It's a 60-second piece where I kind of give a little hint as to what the... piece of trivia is, and I'm doing state by state, and I'm doing
like the capital of a state or something.
Well, no, not so much that, but one of the things I was doing was I was looking at world records, and I was looking at Texas, and Texas had a bunch of these just, I thought, really bizarre world records. And so I brought in a list of world records from every single state, and I thought I'd share with the one that what really kind of got this going was there was a guy in, I think he was in Austin, Texas, and you just think of these world records. Most of them are just incredibly bizarre. He made the fastest sandwich, all right? He holds the world record. Fastest sandwich made using his feet. How long do you think it took him to make a sandwich with his feet?
Oh, man.
2 seconds.
Oh, no. I'll say 20 seconds.
Oh.
You're sticking with
two. I was going to, okay, all right, 8 seconds.
1 minute, 57 seconds. You guys are so close. To do the whole sandwich, I guess you put, you know, mayonnaise and you put the...
No, I was thinking just two slices of bread and
No. The whole sandwich made 1 minute and 57 seconds.
And then who's going to eat it after he eats it with his feet?
Yeah. The most tennis balls held in the mouth of a dog also belongs to someone in the state of Texas, or at least a dog in the state of Texas. 5 tennis balls, in case you're wondering. And some of these are incredible. The most prolific cat... What do you think the number is?
The
number of cats or kittens that this particular cat had.
Oh, birthed?
Yes.
A litter, 17.
Oh yeah,
oh,
I was going to
say way higher. Yes, way higher.
54.
420.
Oh, not at once.
No, no, not at one time. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, holy cow, at one time. Yeah.
No.
I was thinking. Yeah.
Oh, this was over
That's
the
a big, it was a big cat.
Span. Man.
420 cats. All right, I'll tell you, pick a state. No, I'll give you a couple. Pick a state, Peon. What do you want?
Arizona.
Arizona. All right. Arizona. People in Arizona hold these world records. The highest barefoot water skiing speed. How fast do you think they went barefoot water ski? That frightens me to think about.
45 miles an hour.
I'll say 70.
Higher than 70. 135.74 miles per hour.
How can the skin not be ripped off your feet? Because that's like concrete sometimes.
And where do you ski in Arizona? I don't know. I'm trying to think of where the...
On water.
A lake?
On water. Thanks, Dan. Yeah.
I think they have a few lakes.
I guess they do. I always think just desert. All right. Pick a state, Dan.
I'll go with Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what world records we have in Missouri. Okay. The largest can pyramid. Somebody in the state of Missouri built the largest can pyramid. How many cans do you think that was?
Cans?
Cans. Cans, I guess. Or maybe it's like food cans, too.
I'll say 42,000.
A little high. 17,575. There used to be a radio guy in St. Louis. I don't think he's still in St. Louis. Gary Colander. Do you remember that name?
Oh, yeah. I know Gary. Gary's still in St. Louis.
Somebody told me he had a beer can collection like that. Like, he'd walk in the guy's basement, and from the floor to the ceiling, he had nothing but beer cans.
I don't remember.
Somebody told me
that. But I just saw Gary not too long ago.
He did Pillow Talk. He was like the original Pillow Talk KEZK host.
For years and years and years, and I worked with him at WMRY. And he talks like this. Hey,
does he talk like that in real life too?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, wow. He was great at that.
I was at a bar and there was a band playing, and I went, "Hey, Gary, how you doing?" He goes, "Hey, Dan, how you doing?" I couldn't hear him.
Yeah, he was great.
He does talk like that.
Other Missouri ones: the longest snake in captivity. The longest snake in captivity.
Oh.
25 feet.
What? I'll say 25 feet.
Nice job, Dan. 25 feet.
Nice.
Like a snake. The smallest living horse. The smallest living horse.
Height?
I think in width. Yeah, width.
Width?
Yeah. Length.
Length.
Excuse me.
From
I'm sorry.
Nose to tail.
Yeah.
2 feet.
17.5 inches. So that's just over.
Oh, yeah.
Over a foot. Mm. The Missouri world record. The longest scarf knitted while running in a marathon.
Oh, my goodness.
Some idiot running in a marathon knitting. 12 feet. 1.75 inches.
Is this a Guinness World Book of Records or something?
Yes.
How can they have stuff like that? Why don't they just have real records?
Well, I mean, they would
knitting a scarf while running in a marathon.
They would argue this is a real record, but I would tend to agree with you. The most dogs in costumed attire, again, right here in the show me state, somebody got an award for this. The most dogs in costume attire. How many dogs do you think gathered in one spot, all in costumes?
I would say 400.
Oh, way higher than 400.
Wow.
3,000.
1,326 dogs.
Good grief.
There's
There's people from Guinness, the World Book of Records. They come down and they have to.
In Montana, the oldest performing clown. How old do you think the oldest performing clown is?
94.
Close. 98 years old. Wow. 98 years old. New Jersey, the longest ribbon cutting, 5.5 miles. That's a long ribbon.
Whoa. Yeah.
The oldest rabbit is in New Jersey. 17 years, 2 weeks. New Mexico, the first person to break the sound barrier in free fall is in New Mexico. New York, the most expensive dessert, $25,000.
What the heck? What is it? A truck? One of those?
Doesn't say. In Tennessee, the longest tamale. Holy cow. How long do you think the longest tamale?
I would say
200 feet.
No, not that. 15 10. Feet. 15 feet, nine inches. That's pretty big. A couple more here. We got to go.
Longest tamale.
In Vermont, the longest marathon playing kickball. I used to 41 hours, 3 minutes, and 17 seconds.
I loved playing kickball.
Now, you played that with the dodgeball, right? The red?
Yeah, that red ball. It was kind of hard. And then if you got somebody that you really didn't like, you would run up as close as you could to him and try and hit him in the head.
Oh, well, that's horrible, Dan. I would never do that to anybody. I've heard there are, like, dodgeball leagues. Have you heard of them?
Oh, yeah, there are.
Like grown adults will play dodgeball.
We were watching it in the studio here the other day. It was on one of the Fox Sports channels. They were playing dodgeball, but on those, you know, that Sky Zone out in Chesterfield Valley, that trampoline place. There's a dodgeball league that plays there.
That's pretty cool. Remember the movie with wasn't Ben Stiller in it?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, there are dodgeball leagues.
How about that? All right, and then one last thing before we break. I'm going to mention I'm doing an all-TV trivia night. It'll be at the Kirkwood Community Center on March the 20th. We've done a few of these before. This will be the last one, the very last one. So if you've always wanted to go.
Is one of the answers going to be 11.2?
Oh, my goodness. I was hoping not to get dragged into that. But maybe. You know, I ought to just slide. Now, nobody there would understand what
that's
that
so
meant,
inside.
But that would be good. Maybe like a bonus question.
Yeah. Yes.
See if like anybody listening is at the trivia night.
What channel?
Hang on, I'm going to write that down.
Is McGraw? Bill Haven.
Oh, his promo says he's a legend.
Oh. Wow. March 20th. That is a Friday night. It'll be at the Kirkwood Community Center. It's a lot of fun. We've done, I think, 3 of these that are TV trivia nights, but sort of calling it quits on the old trivia thing. Been doing these a long time. So we're going to go out with a bang. It'll be a lot of fun. BillOnTheRoad.com/trivia, and you'll find all the information there, and you can RSVP. We've got, I think, 10 tables left, and that'll be sold out. But would love to have you out there. Okay, I guess that's it. Dan, do you need to mention something else before we go?
Usually when we finish up the Harris Challenge, we talk about the Well-Hungarians and where they're playing. The Well-Hungarians are playing tonight at Majors Sports Cafe, and that's in O'Fallon, Illinois. Tomorrow night, you can catch them at Cutter's in Belleville. Both nights, they start at 9 o'clock. So tonight at the Majors Sports Cafe, tomorrow night at Cutter's.
All right.
So there you have it for the Well-Hungarians. And you can download their app, Well-Hungarians. It's absolutely free. Or go to their website to find out more about where they're playing, wellhungarians.net. So there you go.
All right, let's check out the traffic. What do you say?
Meet me.
We're going to check traffic now, and here's Tim Weiland to fill us in.
Oh, wait, hey, that's me. Okay.
What? It is you.
Gee, traffic. Okay. You've got a crash on the ramp from northbound 270 to westbound 70, and that has traffic backing up approaching Dorset. Eastbound 40 is jammed up from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 270, we're slow now from 370 through the Interbelt. On southbound 270, it's slow between Page down through Ladue. We're heavy again from a little south of Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 looked great. Westbound 40, the usual slowdown. Kings Highway through McCausland. A little heavy 270 to Mason, but you're starting to get hockey traffic coming in. And eastbound 40 is really slowing down now. Timberlake Manor through Mason. Then you're heavy again from about McKnight to Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. At Choice Hotels, you get free hot breakfast and free internet. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. The next time you grab your toolbox, think of Jack John Arthur Johnson. He was the first African American heavyweight champion, then was charged with violating the Mann Act for dating and marrying white women and ended up in prison. While there in 1922, he invented a tool to help tighten loose fastening devices. He called it the wrench.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you're choosing a dentist, there are a few things that are important. One is you want a dentist that cares. Well, Bowen Dental Care is a family practice by a family that cares. You also want one-stop shopping, and at Bowen Dental Care, all of their work is done under one roof in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care has been serving the community for 40-plus years, and the practice has been handed down from generation to generation, all under one roof. Orthodontics, Invisalign, wisdom teeth, teeth whitening, root canals, oral surgery, and yes, dental implants, all under one roof. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, right there at 270 and 170 and Dunn Road. For all of your dentist needs, you need a family dentist that cares. Insurance, no insurance, Bowen Dental Care will work with you. 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
At Granite Busters, they make it easy to say yes.
Right now until March 9th, it's the Granite Busters Why Wouldn't I Sale.
With no-nonsense bottom-line pricing, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
And when you buy 50 or more square feet of granite countertops, you'll get the following three items absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, valued at $350, free.
A sink crate, valued at $100, free.
A complete plumbing hookup, valued at $250,
free.
That's $700 worth of extras,
absolutely free.
Stop in and check out over 125 different colors and styles and pick out the perfect slab for your kitchen at the Granite Busters Design Showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Call now to schedule an appointment at 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344.
Or visit online at granitebusters.com.
The Why Wouldn't I sale is going on now
at Granite Busters.
Now is the perfect time to invest in your home. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Increase the value of your home with custom closets from locally owned and locally operated St. Louis Closet Company. You can organize for less than you think. They offer free in-home estimates, so give them a call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your consultation. With a custom closet from St. Louis Closet Company, you truly will have a place for everything. Whether it's a master closet, a kid's closet, pantry, home office, entertainment center, laundry room, playroom, even a Murphy bed, St. Louis Closet Company will get your entire home organized for less. Now is the perfect time to invest in your home, and St. Louis Closet Company will work with your budget to create a place for everything in your home. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. Recently, I had St. Louis Closet Company come out and take this wasted space and turn it into a valuable closet. You need closet space. You need value in your home. You need St. Louis Closet Company.
It's back, St. Louis. It's the St. Charles Boat Show at the St. Charles Convention Center, February 26th through March 1st. Your favorite Lake of the Ozarks dealers, all on hand with boats, boating accessories, and big winter savings on all brands of personal watercraft, pontoons, runabouts, luxury yachts, and more. Only $9 for adults and $5 for children 6 to 12. Under 6 are free. Get more info at stcharlesboatshow.com. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers St. Charles Boat Show, February 26th through March 1st.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS 314-726 sold or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Economic uncertainties and longer life expectancies are turning traditional retirement planning on its ear. Learn why you need to redefine your retirement on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday at noon right here on 550 KTRS.
You have to get your grass ready for spring, right? That's where DynaGreen comes in. Check your local lawn and garden dealer and get the Crabgrass Preventer. Controls crabgrass, annual grasses, and broadleaf weeds for up to 5 months and rapidly thickens your lawn. How would you like to have the best lawn on the block? DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. Designed for the region, designed for the climate, designed for you, the homeowner. Ask your local lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com. You can find DynaGreen at Kirkwood Material.
You know how when you buy real expensive gifts for kids, you know, like you'll plop down $300-$400 on a, and then they'll start playing with like a cardboard box.
Yeah. That's our Dan Strauss.
Oh my goodness,
Dan Strauss. We hear this uproar of laughter. And I think, oh, I bet he's on the phone or he's reading something and he's doing nothing, but he's writing. And I thought, well, he's written something very funny. And turns out not the case at all. He has a pen that he apparently, when he presses it down to the ground, part of the pen explodes in the air.
It all pops up.
I don't know what happened.
It is not entertaining. Yet Dan Strauss is laughing at the pen.
It was hilarious to me.
Let's take us through the motions, will you?
Okay. Because, I'm going to ride with this thing, and mm-hmm. I click it down. Yeah. It's got a little clicker on it. So you click it down, and I went to write. I went to write on this piece of paper, and the whole pen just like popped up in the air like it was spring-loaded. Everything came out of it, the little cartridge and everything.
Did you hear that, folks?
There's a spring in there.
Spring-loaded. Yeah. Yeah, there is a spring in there, but it was pretty funny because you don't expect
hilarious.
The pen to just kind of explode like that.
The unexpected part.
Well, that's what you
funny.
Have.
Yeah, that's
what
you're expecting just to write with the pen, then it just pops up in the air.
Yeah,
totally unexpected.
Yeah, wow. I hate you guys.
I
have nothing to write with.
I don't want to hear it after being sick in bed yesterday and being humiliated with a fever by you guys. It's you know
what, because
everybody
my pen exploded.
Yeah, everybody gets some jazz on this show, right? I mean, that's
right,
kind of how it works. I think
it's part of the deal.
Holy moly! Bill Cleveland for Frank Opinion here on this Friday. It's been fun hanging out with you folks. We've got a little bit of time to kick around.
Yeah, we don't have Mike Evans today.
Evans is not with us. He was at
at a funeral right now, and he just called a little while ago, and he said, I can't go today because I'm at the grave. We're going to the gravesite right now. Mm. I'm like, okay.
Well, I don't want to, I mean, I would have at least, I would have done my segment from a gravesite.
Oh, I know.
That's sure. Just how I, but that's how I roll.
That's how you roll.
They don't right. know you're doing
it. I was on with a fever yesterday. I'd go in. I have a head cold today. I'd do it. Why not? That's, well, whatever. What are you going to do?
Yeah. But Mike would have been brought to you by Annie Guns and Smokehouse Market.
You know, I drove past that. What day was it? I was on my way back from Kansas City, and I regret not stopping because after I'd passed it a couple of miles down, I thought what Ian likes that sandwich that he talks about all the time. And I've never had
French dip.
The French dip sandwich, and goodness. I just thought, man, and now I think I should have turned the car around. I have to go out there and
yes,
try that.
It was worth the drive.
They would have been the sponsor of Mike had he been on. I mentioned Kansas City. I was there last week, and I have never really experienced one of these attractions or places that I'll visit for BillOnTheRoad.com that I absolutely hated. I honestly, every place that I go, usually I find something positive to talk about or something that, you know, I can find some sort of amusement by. There's a hair museum in Kansas City. I want to say it's Layla's. It's not. It's spelled like it looks like Layla, but it's not Layla. It's like Layla's Hair Museum. And she's gotten a ton of press. About a month ago, they had the guy from Dirty Jobs. Is it Mike Rowe? Is that the guy?
Yeah.
The Ford commercials?
Yeah.
He was there talking to this lady and talking about hair. Now, when I hear hair museum, I think, okay, I'm going to go in and I'm going to see a piece of hair that, you know, belonged to Elvis Presley. And maybe a piece of hair that's going to belong to, you know, Michael Jackson or something. That really doesn't interest me, but still, I get it. I get it. It's kind of quirky. It'd be kind of fun. Here's what it is. You walk in, and it's basically a bunch of wreaths that have been made out of hair, out of human hair. So right. Somebody has, and I'm not kidding, like floor to ceiling, and I don't know how many square feet the building was, but it was pretty big. And the whole place was covered in nothing but hair wreaths. And I was there with one of the nice ladies from the Visit Kansas City organization, and they took me there, this thing. And so the lady later told me, she goes, well, this was worth it just to watch the expressions on your face during the tour. But there were women who were there who were so interested in this and loved it and were asking a bunch of questions. And I'm thinking, holy crap, let's just get this over with. And they would just keep asking questions and prolonging.
What are the ages?
What were, were they asking questions about?
Oh, women in their 70s, maybe?
No, they were in their 50s, I would think, 40s and 50s, asking questions. But to me, it was just gross and kind of creepy. Like, who's hanging on to human hair for? And this woman made a lot of these wreaths that were out of, I mean, it was gross. It was absolutely disgusting. They did have some, like one of the frames was supposedly a piece of Abraham Lincoln's hair. Again, who cares?
Right.
But how do you know?
I think this woman bought some stuff. See, the Abraham Lincoln display had a picture of Abraham Lincoln as a younger man, and the story she told us was that she bought it on eBay, and that when she got it, she discovered that this is a very valuable photo of Abraham Lincoln, and that she pulled one over on the guy that sold it on eBay, and
yeah.
And I'm thinking, you are out of your mind. Not only is that not an expensive photograph, it's probably not even Abraham Lincoln's hair.
She bought the photo and the hair.
Well, it was like one of those things you've seen, like maybe like a CD's displayed with a picture next to it. You know,
yeah.
Something like that. So instead of a CD, you pick, you know, picture of a strand of hair, and then a photo of Abraham Lincoln. And then she told us. I mean, this one was nuts. Then she said that President Obama, when he was sworn in to office, he took the oath of office on the Quran.
What?
Said the Bible. This woman was nuts. She's like in her late 80s, but people write about this place all the time. If you go online and look for like quirky things in Kansas City, I just did an article about quirky things in Kansas City, and I totally eliminated this one. I did not put her on the list because I would not. And it was like $15 to get in. $15.
Oh,
it's like $8 to get into the World War I Museum in Kansas City. So for $15, you can walk in and you can look at hair wreaths all day long.
And how many people do you think go through the door on a daily basis?
You know what? I don't know. Too many. Too many. It was the worst thing I have ever seen in any city I have been to doing these travel things.
Did you get a chance when you were up there to visit the Westport area? They have a Westport area.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very nice.
It is nice. Kansas City is a great town. Yeah. It really is a great town. And it's not, it's 3.5 hours from St. Louis. It's a, have you been to Kansas City recently?
No, I've never been.
Never?
No.
It really is a cool town. And, but yeah, so there you go. But so next time you go to Kansas City, I mean, I give you all, Nelson Atkins Art Museum is fantastic, and I don't like art. I thought that was a really cool museum. World War I Museum is really, really neat. They have a National Toy and Miniature Museum, so lots of toys, things you might remember from your you know, days growing up. Tons of stuff to do in Kansas City, but my God, if anybody invite, I don't care if you get a Groupon, stay away from the Hare Museum, and it's actually an Independence, Missouri, but they're all kind of one little area.
On your travels, have you ever thought about or
moving? Yes.
No. Done something right here in St. Louis.
I've done a bunch of stuff in St. Louis, yeah. I've done, like, videos. I did one at the zoo. I think I did something down at the Botanical Gardens. I've done a couple of things in Forest Park, yeah.
Okay. Well, forget that.
Why don't you go back to playing with that pen?
Crown Candy Kitchen.
Correct. You know what? That would be a good one.
He stumped you there.
That would be good.
Have you gone to Crown Candy? Have you eaten there yet?
You know what? I think you and I went there a long time ago.
We maybe did.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I've been there once.
I've been there.
It's a cool place.
I love that place. I love their BLTs.
All right. There you go, everybody.
Put a bow on that one.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, you folks, enjoy your pins this weekend, just like Dan Strauss is going to. And I guess, are we done?
We're done.
All right. Okay, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll talk. I'll be here tomorrow night.
Hey, for your trivia show.
See you later.
All right. We're going to get a final check on traffic. Apparently, we have some weather moving in. The wintry mix is moving in, and here's Tim Weiland to fill you in. Tim?
Yeah, when we were flying down around Telegraph and Highway 255, we got some frozen precip on the windshield and had to land, so it's moving in. We have a, looks like a possible crash on southbound 170 near Forest Park Parkway that was blocking the right lane. Traffic slow from Del Mar. Westbound 364, crash between 94 and Highway K. We have slow traffic on southbound 270 from Clayton Road down to Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 270, we're still looking at heavy traffic, a little east of 370 through 170. Northbound 170, a bit heavy now between 70 and Airport Road. Downtown, eastbound 40 is heavy Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. You have hockey traffic coming in, so eastbound 40 is still slowing now between Timberlake Manor and Mason. Also running heavy between some pockets between Lindbergh and Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is doctor recommended, and it's backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Before the storm, during the storm, and after the storm, turn to KTRS for the latest weather updates, road conditions, and school closings. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
How's this for a deal? Call Gelmish & Sons Heating and Cooling. One family that's been around since 1950. You know them by their big red trucks, their big red billboards, Mike Shannon approved. Call them and ask about upgrading your air conditioning and your furnace to a more energy-efficient furnace. Now, when you call Gelmish & Sons and they install a high-efficiency unit, not only will Gelmish & Sons be able to make sure you get the rebates you deserve from Lennox, from Ameren, or from Laclede Gas, but when that's done and you get your rebates, then your heating and electric bills will be cut in half. So you get a massive rebate and your energy bills go down in half. What are you waiting for? Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com. You want the best? Rebates, energy bills cut in half? gelmishandsons.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-970-6155, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-970-6155 24 hours and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6155. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6155 now.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Do you know your rights when it comes to sobriety checkpoints? How this flyer could change everything.
Protesters disrupt a speech by St. Louis County's prosecutor. What they had to say and why he said he was never walking away from the Michael Brown case.
It's a Fish Fry Friday. We're taking you to one of the oldest parishes in the St. Louis area. Fox 2 News at 6 starts now.
And first at 6, giving you a look right now at the Poplar Street Bridge. The roads are getting bad out there as sleet starting to make its way into the St. Louis area.
And crews were out earlier today laying down salt and pre-treating the roads. So let's first check in with Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray in the